Chapter 20, Part 2 Section 6 The Constant Capital of Department 1 It remains for us to analyze the constant capital of Department 1, amounting to 4,000. This value is equal to the value, appearing anew in the commodity product 1, of the means of production consumed in the creation of this quantity of commodities. This reappearing value, which was not produced in the process of production of Department 1, but entered into it during the preceding year as constant value, as the given value of its means of production, exists now in the entire part of commodity mass 1, not absorbed by Department 2. And the value of this quantity of commodities thus left in the hands of the Department 1 capitalists equals 2/3 of the value of their entire annual commodity product. In the case of the individual capitalist producing some particular means of production, we could say he sells his commodity product, he converts it into money. By converting it into money, he has also reconverted into money the constant portion of the value of his product. With this portion of value converted into money, he then buys his means of production once more from other sellers of commodities, or transforms the constant portion of the value of his product into a bodily form in which it can resume its function of productive constant capital. But now this assumption becomes impossible. The capitalist class of Department 1 comprises the totality of the capitalists producing means of production. Besides, the commodity product of 4,000, which is left on their hands, is a portion of the social product which cannot be exchanged for any other, because no such other portion of the annual product remains. With the exception of these 4,000, all the remainder has been disposed of. One portion has been absorbed by the social consumption fund, and another portion has to replace the constant capital of Department 2, which has already exchanged everything it could dispose of in an exchange with Department 1. The difficulty is solved very easily if we remember that the entire commodity product 1, in its bodily form, consists of means of production, that is, of the material elements of the constant capital itself. We meet here the same phenomenon which we witnessed before under Department 2, only in a different aspect. In the case of Department 2, the entire commodity product consisted of articles of consumption. Hence one portion of it, measured by the wages plus surplus value contained in this product, could be consumed by its own producers. Here, in the case of Department 1, the entire product consists of means of production, of buildings, machinery, vessels, raw and auxiliary materials, etc. One portion of them, namely that replacing the constant capital employed in this sphere, can therefore immediately function anew in its bodily form as a component of the productive capital. So far as it goes into circulation, it circulates within Department 1. In Department 2, a part of the commodity product is individually consumed in kind by its own producers, while in Department 1, a portion of the product is productively consumed in kind by its capitalist producers. In the part of the commodity product 1 equal to 4,000 constant capital, the capital value consumed in this category reappears, and does so in a bodily form in which it can immediately resume its function of productive constant capital. In Department 2, that portion of the commodity product of 3,000, whose value is equal to the wages plus the surplus value, equal to 1,000, passes directly into the individual consumption of the capitalists and labourers of Department 2. While on the other hand, the constant capital value of this commodity product, equal to 2,000, cannot re-enter the productive consumption of the Department 2 capitalists, but must be replaced by exchange with Department 1. In Department 1, on the contrary, that portion of its commodity product of 6,000, whose value is equal to the wages plus the surplus value equal to 2,000, does not pass into the individual consumption of its producers, and cannot do so on account of its bodily form. It must first be exchanged with Department 2. Contrariwise, the constant portion of the value of this product, equal to 4,000, exists in a bodily form in which, taking the capitalist class of Department 1 as a whole, it can immediately resume its function of constant capital of that class. In other words, the entire product of Department 1 consists of use values which, on account of their bodily form, can under a capitalist mode of production serve only as elements of constant capital. Hence, 1/3, 2,000, of this product of 6,000 replaces the constant capital of Department 2, and the other 2/3 the constant capital of Department 1. The constant capital 1 consists of a great number of different groups of capital invested in the various branches of production of means of production. So much in ironworks, so much in coal mines, etc. Every one of these groups of capital, or every one of these social group capitals, is in its turn composed of a larger or smaller number of independently functioning individual capitals. In the first place, the capital of society, for instance, 7,500, which may mean millions, etc., is composed of various groups of capital. The social capital of 7,500 is divided into separate parts, every one of which is invested in a special branch of production. Each portion of the social capital value invested in some particular branch of production consists, so far as its bodily form is concerned, partly of means of production required in that particular sphere of production, partly of the labour power needed in that business and trained accordingly, variously modified by division of labour, according to the specific kind of labour to be performed in each individual sphere of production. Each portion of social capital invested in any particular branch of production, in its turn, consists of the sum of the individual capitals invested in it and functioning independently. This patently applies to both departments, one as well as two. As for the constant capital value reappearing in Department 1 in the form of its commodity product, it re-enters in part as means of production into the particular sphere of production, or even into the individual business, from which it emerges as product. For instance, corn into the production of corn, coal into the production of coal, iron in the form of machines into the production of iron, etc. However, since the partial products constituting the constant capital value 1 do not return directly to their particular or individual sphere of production, they merely change their place. They pass in their bodily form to some other sphere of production of Department 1, while the product of other spheres of production of Department 1 replaces them in kind. It is merely a change of place of these products. All of them re-enter as factors replacing constant capital in one, only instead of the same group of Department 1 they enter another. Since an exchange takes place here between the individual capitalist of one, it is an exchange of one bodily form of constant capital for another bodily form of constant capital, of one kind of means of production for other kinds of means of production. It is an exchange of the different individual parts of constant capital 1 among themselves. Products which do not serve directly as means of production in their own sphere are transferred from their place of production to another, and thus mutually replace one another. In other words, similarly to what we saw in the case of the surplus value of Department 2, every capitalist 1 draws from this quantity of commodities, proportionally to his share in the constant capital of 4,000, the means of production required by him. If production were socialized instead of capitalistic, these products of Department 1 would evidently just as regularly be redistributed as means of production to the various branches of this department for purposes of reproduction. One portion remaining directly in that sphere of production from which it emerged as a product, another passing over to other places of production, thereby giving rise to a constant to-and-fro movement between the various places of production in this department.